alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We started recording. We're going to be learning today in the Quranic class about the names of Allah, four names. Al-awwal, al-akhir, al-zahir, al-batin. What is al-awwal? Awwal is the first. What is al-akhir? Last. What do you mean when Allah calls himself the first, the last? Always be there. What else? What else the meaning of when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls himself the first, the last?
Because he was the one who was there first and then he created us, and at the end we all be dead, but he'll be still there.
Exactly. He is the one who was the one that was first without a start. And last without end. Yes.
He's eternal.
Yes, he's eternal. Perfect. He is before the first. He was before the first without a start. Before the first without start. And then after the last without end. So if somebody says Allah starts, you say what? Subhanallah. Say Allah started existing billions of years ago. What do you say? Subhanallah. Or Allah is going to end. Allah is going to end or disappear or die. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. After 10 billion years. Then that's not true because Allah doesn't have end. So he is the beginning before creation. He is the end after creation. And he is all times at once. You know that Allah is here. Allah is here now. And at the same time, he's here in the future. And he is there here in the past. You know what I'm saying? It means that Allah doesn't have, it's not at specific time. Allah is now in the past, now in the future, now in the present. He's there. He's there already. So he is in the future already. Okay? We didn't see the future, but Allah is at the future. Allah is in the future. We didn't see the past. Allah is at the past right now. Let me give you an example. Let's assume that this is a school board, a storyboard. Storyboard, okay? And in this storyboard, let's say there's a picture of the picture of someone, like someone being born here. Someone being born here, and then becoming a toddler, then becoming a child, then becoming a...
Girls.
And then becoming a teenager, and then becoming a young man, and then the story goes on until this person dies. And this is called... storyboard. To Allah, to us, we are in one stage here, one of those stages. But to Allah, He sees everything together. Okay? Allah sees everything. Just like when you look at this board, you see the beginning and you see the end. Okay? So you're outside of the board looking. This is in just a simplified example. You're out, yes.
So Allah is also there in the day of judgment.
He is there now. He is in the future now. He is in the past now. He is now present now. So he's there in the day of judgment already. He's there. Okay. It's like this. Let's say this is a storyboard. And it has A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Born, died. Okay? Born, died. You as a human can look at the board and see the past and future, right?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're outside of the board. You are outside. If you are inside this board, then what can you see? If you are inside that board, then what can you see?
Only the stage that you're in.
Exactly. Only the stage. But from outside, you see it all in front of you, from birth to death. Do you understand this? What's your name?
Cheyenne.
You understand this? What's your name? Huh? Atif. Do you understand? Atif too? Hisham.
Yeah.
Hisham. Masroor. Okay. So, do you understand what I'm saying here? So you're growing from A to B to C to D to E to F to G. Allah is seeing it all together. Seeing it all together. Seeing it all together. And this is why we have... There are boys missing.
Yes.
Allah is seeing it all. So this is the beginning. And this is the end. This is the beginning. This is the end. Allah is infinity from here and infinity from there. You got it?
Yeah.
Let's see about you. What year you were born?
2004.
So let's pick one. Let's pick Roba, for example. What year were you were born?
2004.
And let me make an assumption that you're going to be dying at the age of 64.
That's so young, bro.
Make it 94.
My dad
is living at 130.
What? Wait, for real?
294, like she wished. Is she inside the time or outside of the time? Is she containing the time or the time containing her?
The time contains her.
The time contains her. Is she, the time is aging her? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes. She starts to exist at this time and she ends at this time. Before she were dead, after she will dead. She would be dead. So this is why Allah, the people say, Ya Allah, you gave us death twice. Death twice, because that's death.
Brother Ali?
Yes, Habib.
Do you think that the Afrika is here?
What?
Do you think that the Afrika is here?
Yeah. Your day of judgment is the day you die. Day of judgment is... Your specific day of judgment is the day you will die.
You stay in the grave for like...
Yes, you stay in the grave, but your soul is either experiencing nightmares.
Wait.
Your soul is going to be experiencing either nightmares or sweet dreams.
Yeah, but that's...
So the soul is being tortured or rewarded.
Yeah, but that's not being judged. That's being...
If you're a bad person, you get the angels of punishment coming down.
No, I'm talking about like the actual like psychology.
The actual what?
The job and everything.
Oh, that's... I don't know about that, but that doesn't concern me because my end of day of judgment is when I die.
You're not being judged that day. You're just like in a grave waiting to be judged.
Actually, you get either rewarded or punished in the grave.
You don't get, but my Islamic studies teacher, he literally said you don't get rewarded. You just get to see your spot in hell or heaven.
Yes, and you imagine, and there was a bee. I'm going to talk about what happens in the grave and the day of judgment later, inshallah. But no, inshallah, later. Okay, what happened to you girls? What happened to you? You're talking too much. Nosheen.
Always talk.
90 degrees. Okay. So Allah is out there seeing everybody's start and end outside of the time without any beginning and without any end. Now, can time change Allah?
No.
Can time age Allah?
No.
Allah created the time and the time is aging everybody. The rocks, the universe, the rock, the universe, everything you can think of, Allah's aging is aging with time. Water is aging. Everything is aging. Except Allah. Would Allah ever age? No. So He created the time to age everything.
Just out of curiosity, do angels get older?
Yes, they get old and they die at the end.
They die on the day of judgment.
Yes, they die on the blow, the trumpet. Yeah. All angels will die. Every single living being in heavens and earth will be dead.
Will they be resurrected then?
Yeah.
Will be resurrected after 40. The prophet, they asked him, is it 40 days, 40 years, 40 what? He said 40 and he stayed quiet. So some kind of 40.
Huh?
What age will you be?
33. If you die as an adult, you go to heavens at the age of 33. This is the best age. This is the best age as far as body and health.
But like basketball players are at their peak at 29 to 31. So 32 is a little bit after, you know, your prime.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
If you die as a baby,
go to Jannah.
Yeah, but when you go to heaven, are you gonna be an adult?
No, we'll be a child in Jannah.
Wait, what? You're
gonna be a baby still.
Child in Jannah.
What's the point of that?
Like an older child or?
Like the
12, 13 years old?
No, about 6, 7 years old, sort of.
Wait, hold up.
Do you grow old?
Yeah.
In Jannah, you don't.
I wish.
What if you want to grow old?
You get it.
You can if you want to?
Yeah. But it's going to be a very strange wish. Okay.
Can you ever die in Jannah? What
no.
do you think?
Kind of question.
Jannah is eternal. It's infinity. Straight line infinity. Okay. Now, does Allah have to wait for tomorrow? Does he have to wait for next year?
No, because he already knows what's going to happen.
No, because he's in every time.
He is already there now. Got it? So he's everywhere now. Okay. Now, the outside, there is the second two names, which is the outside and the inside. Al-Zahir wal-Batin. There are several meanings of this. The first meaning is that he is inside the most inside and he's outside the most outside. So he is inside the most inside and he's outside the most outside. For example, if you on Earth and you have telescope, you have a telescope here. Shh. Hey guys and girls, I'm going to divide you next time. I see you talk. Okay, so a person who is having a telescope can see to the end of the telescope, right? What if you increase the power of telescope from 110 into 120? You see more, right? What if you increase the power of the microscope to 100? 1 to 100, you can see more. How about 1 to 1,000? You see more.
Telescope. With microscope, you see less.
Yes, that's why I'm fixing myself. Why is saying telescope, not microscope? Thank you. Okay. Okay. You got it? You understand? Now you will be divided. No, she.
Me?
No, she. Yes. It's not that you did wrong. It's just that you need to be divided. Here.
Welcome to my
Welcome
world.
To okay.
You?
Okay, we won't do it. You just say that
no.
We're
bad. I said you talk again, you will be divided.
He just said that. Wait, he just said that we're bad.
No, he didn't.
That's so mean.
He didn't.
That's really mean.
She didn't.
Not what she
said.
Please. Move. Hemika. No sleeping. And instead of teaching, I have to, you know, I have to say, wake up, stop talking. I mean, it doesn't work that way, yes.
This is kind of boring. We didn't grow up a little better.
Okay. Thank you for the feedback. Okay. So, when you see the telescope, you increase the power of telescope, you see more and more and more. What if, are you limited? Yes, what is the limit? It's the most powerful telescope that you can ever have.
We don't know that yet.
You don't know that yet. So now imagine that the power of the telescope you have is 1 to infinity. Is infinity. Then you will see what? You will see infinity. So you see the outside of the most outside.
I just see God himself.
No. You see the outside of the most outside. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he went into the Isra and Mi'raj, he was asked, did you see your Lord Allah? He said, how can I see him? I've seen light everywhere. Light everywhere. And this is why Allah is wearing hijab. Do you know that? Allah is wearing hijab of light. If he will uncover this hijab, then his light is going to burn the entire existence. Angels, every single existing thing will be burned by the light of Allah.
He judges you.
This is why he's wearing a veil of light out of mercy to his creation. Okay? Okay? Now, so the more you look into this telescope, the more you see. Up to the infinity, you see infinity. Okay? And the more, then how about, so that's outside of the outside. To see the outside, you need a telescope. How about, like Masroor said, to see the inside, what do you need? Huh?
Microscope.
Good, microscope. What if you have the power of the microscope 1 to 100? You keep seeing inside. What if you make it 1 to 1,000? You see more of the inside. What if you make it 1 to a million? You see more of the inside. What if you make it 1 to infinity? You see the inside. But can we, do we have a microscope of power 1 to infinity? No. Do we have a microscope with power, a telescope with power 1 to infinity? No, we don't. And this is why, Cheyenne? And this is, Hisham, you're not a child.
Oh. But you gave us those cards, man.
He can take it after the class. Do you understand what I'm saying? So Allah is inside the most inside. If this is the most inside, Allah's inside. And if this is the most outside, Allah's more outside. To see the outside, we need a what? Telescope. To see the inside, we need a what? Microscope. And both the telescope and microscope, okay? If this is the range of the telescope, and if this is the range of the microscope, and this is the range of the microscope, what happens? Then you can see the very inside and the very outside. Now, where is Allah? He's outside of what you see and inside what you see. So he's everywhere. Okay? There is also another meaning, which is that he is the hidden and the apparent. Inside, the most inside means hidden, and the most outside is apparent. So he is hidden and apparent at the same time. Now, there is a hadith that was narrated by the book of Shia. And this hadith is about what? It's saying that two angels were coming. Two angels were met at the... One coming from heaven, and the other one is coming from earth. They met in the way. One says, one asked, where are you coming from? He said, I am coming from Allah, from where Allah is. I'm coming from talking to Allah, from Allah. And then he asked the other one, where are you going? He's saying, I am going up to Allah.
What?
Okay. So two of them are meeting. Where are you coming from? From Allah. Where are you coming from? From Allah. And both were meeting. So it means that both are meeting together. So where are you coming from? From Allah. Where are you coming from? From Allah. And both are traveling opposite directions. So it means that Allah is there and here.
What do you mean that they're coming from?
Like, let's say we're walking together. You're walking towards heaven, and the other one is walking away from heaven. We meet in the middle, somewhere in the middle, and then I ask you, where are you coming from? You say, from Allah. And I ask you, And you ask me, where are you coming from? I say, from Allah. So it means that Allah was there and Allah is here. It's there is the outside and here is the inside. Yes.
Wait, I thought you said that one says I'm coming from Allah and the other one says I'm going to Allah.
Yes, did I say? Okay.
So which one is it?
It's what you said. It's correct.
Oh, okay.
What you said is correct. Okay. Now, location of Allah. This is an important issue. Where is Allah located? Okay, here's, what did you say again?
Everywhere.
Everywhere, okay. Is He located in the toilet?
No.
So?
In clean places.
No, it might be.
How about in the garden? Is He located in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The answer is that Allah is located in heavens. Allah is located where? In heavens. His power and knowledge is everywhere. So everywhere you go, you find the knowledge and power of who? Of Allah. However, His location is where? In heaven. He is not located everywhere. He's located where? In heaven. There was a little girl came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She asked him, where is Allah? He said, Allah is in heaven. Allah is in heaven. So that's what we need to understand. Allah is not located everywhere. Because you talk to an atheist. You tell him God is located everywhere. Then he tells you, is He located in the sewage? Is He located in the trash? Is He located in the toilet? So now you want to say, Subhanallah, Allah is located in heaven. And He leaves us a space. This is space for our free will. So that we can make choices and to make selections, okay? He leaves us a space. He leaves us a space. And within that space, He leaves us a space. And within that space, we exercise our free will, right? So Allah leaves us a gap. Everything is controlled by the laws of nature except this gap. Allah wanted to make people able to disobey Him. You want to tell me why? Can you tell me why He wanted people to disobey Him? Not He wanted. He allows people to disobey Him? Huh?
To give them free will.
Exactly. If this is not possible, then the free will is not possible. Another example. Why does Allah allow bad deeds?
Wait, I have a question. So you know, you said He allows people to disobey. What if, you're a slave and you're being forced to obey certain religions? You're not really getting the freedom.
Yeah, we said forced is Allah does not judge you for things that you're being forced to do.
When did we say that?
The Prophet ﷺ said, my people of my ummah, which are the Muslim, are exempted from mistakes, innocent mistakes, are exempted from things that they have to do. And forgetfulness. If you forget and do something like drink during Ramadan, for example, you are forgiven.
Okay,
you understand? These are the three things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us exempt from. So back to this gap. Everything around this gap is controlled by the laws of Nushin. By the laws of? What's your name? Huh? No, here. Alisha?
Alishba.
Alishba. Pay attention, Alishba. Every time she dozes off, just tickle her so that she can stay with us in the class. Himika. Focus. So Allah creates a space which is controlled by the laws of nature. Can you disobey the laws of nature?
No.
Can you change the laws of nature?
No.
So Allah leaves you a gap inside. And He allows people to disobey Him. He allows people to kill each other. He allows people to do these things. And you might ask me, how could Allah allow bad deeds to take place? And the answer is? There is no good deeds. MashaAllah. That's right. That's mashallah, right? Atif. pay attention and stop counting your money. Okay. Now, so within this gap, Allah gave you this gap in space so that you can make your decisions and choices and choose where to go and what to do. Okay? And based on that, you're writing your own book. You're writing your own book based on that. Okay. Okay. There is an awesome dua when you are traveling. It's called the dua of traveling. This is really nice, cool dua. No. There is one very special sentence about it. It means that it says that, Ya Allah, be with me to help me, and Ya Allah, be with my family to protect my family. How come you're saying to Allah, be with me and be with my family at the same time? His power and knowledge is everywhere. His knowledge and power are everywhere. But he is not located everywhere. But look, see, I can't ask you and say, okay, Robert, can you take care of my family back home and take care of me here? Can I say that? Can I expect that? No. So, but with Allah, is the only one. You say, here, protect my family there, protect me here. Got it? Because he's here and he's not located here and there, but he is power and wisdom and knowledge is here and there. Okay. What is the size, to show you how big is Allah? What is the size of the first heaven, of the second heaven to the first heaven? Yes.
Like a coin in the desert.
It's coin in the desert. How about second to third?
Coin in the desert.
Third to fourth?
Coin in the desert.
Fourth to five? 5 to 6, 5 to 7, 7 to the throne, coin in the desert. You got it? To the throne of Allah, coin in the desert. How about the throne to Allah? Infinity. You stop. Whenever we talk about Allah, it's infinity. Infinity. Real infinity. It's not only in X, Y, Z dimensions and time. No, he is in infinity. Go ahead. Like the size of, like the size of first heaven to second heaven.
Just think about it. It's like a coin is super tiny, but it's huge.
Yeah, the reason is the Prophet is saying that because the Arabs didn't know what infinity is, so he wants to give them an example of infinity. So he said the coin in the desert, just a little coin you throw it in the desert, this would be the size of the first heaven relative to the second heaven. So if the second heaven like a desert, then the first heaven will be like a coin. And it means infinity. Literally, it means infinity. But the Prophet didn't know how to say infinity, and nobody knew what infinity is. Okay? Go ahead.
So are you talking about the distance between the two heavens, or the size?
The size. Let me give you an example. Remember the people who live in 2D? Remember that example? The people who live in 2D? Okay. They live in 2D, they cannot imagine at all that there is a 3D. Okay? Can we imagine that there is a 4D? Can we imagine the 5D, the 6D, the 7D? All these dimensions. Can we imagine them? Like those guys can't imagine more than 2D. You understand?
There's so many dimensions.
I'm sorry, Maryam?
Asila.
Asila. Where's Maryam F?
Oh, that's my last name.
Asila. Okay. You did very good, and you're doing very good in all class. Okay? She's doing exceptional. When I grade her homework, it's impressive. Okay? Now, if we open the door will be a straight line, the house will be a rectangle. If we open the door, and then the 2D guy walks in, and he's inside the room. When he's inside the room, he closes the door. When he's closing the door while being inside the room, what happens? He's scared. Oh my God, ghost, where did he come from? And then this is when you do what? You put your thumb where?
On the top.
So he can see only the thumbprint. And then when you lift your thumb, then he says, oh my God, where'd this ghost go? Where did it go? So you think that we have only 3D? No, wake up and smell the coffee. We have more than 3D. Okay, well, Allah is infinite dimensions. You can say that how many planes we can make out in the space if we slice the space into planes? How many can we have? If I say I have this space and I want to slice it into planes. So, slice it into planes. How many planes can I have in a space? Infinity. Literally infinity. It's like this. How many dots do I have in a straight line?
Infinity.
Because I can dot, 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 dot. Okay? It's infinity. We have infinite dots in a straight line. And we have infinite planes in a space. This is a plane. This is a plane. This is a plane. This is a plane. You can have multiple. You can have infinite planes in a space. And we can have infinite spaces in God knows what. God knows what. Okay? You understand? Okay. So, now, in the Day of Judgment, we get to see Allah. Do we get to see the whole Allah? Can anybody see the whole Allah? Why not? Because there is no whole Allah. The term does not apply. If I say a whole of you, it means that you have boundaries. But Allah is infinity, is unlimited. So there is nothing called the whole Allah. It doesn't exist, the whole Allah or the entire Allah. Then what do we get to see? We get to see what? Huh?
The parts of Allah?
The face of Allah. You get to see the face of Allah, which is part of Allah. The face of Allah. And the face of Allah is so beautiful and so gorgeous and so adorable to the level that if the people of hellfire get to see the face of Allah, they won't feel the pain on the...
Does it still wear a hijab when you see his face?
Yes. Hijab of light.
Okay, so then we cannot really see his face then.
You see his face, but with a light that you can bear. Because you can't... Somehow Allah will protect you from burning. Because when you see his face, his light. He's full of light. This is why the Prophet said, when I met Allah, I saw nothing but light. How can I see him? It's light everywhere. Yes.
If you're in heaven, can't you wish for anything?
Yes.
Can you wish to see the entire God?
So there are certain things that there are no temptations and there are no desires. So you will be happy of what you have and you will not be asking for more. You will not be asking for something that's ignorant or something that, you know, sort of stupid. Okay? So you won't be able to do that. Why? Because you're not tempted. You're not tempted to do that. Do Allah judge everybody? Does Allah judge everybody at the same time or one after one?
He could judge everybody at the same time.
Yes, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will be judging you and lecturing you and talking to you like you see the moon in the... It's like a moon in the sky. It's like you are alone looking at the moon, right? You will see Allah like a moon in the sky and He will be talking to you and judging you. Who doesn't get to see Allah? The ones the bad guys are resurrected like this. Okay, they cannot lift their head to see Allah. And they cannot... Allah will invite the entire humanity to bow down to Him, make sujood to Him. Only the people who made sujood in this life will be able to make sujood in the next life. The ones who didn't make sujood to Allah, they won't be able. Everybody will make sujood and their back is going to become solid that they can't make sujood. As a punishment.
Our back is solid.
Allah makes not able stiff, solid, not able to make sujood. Okay. Could Allah be angry and pleased at the same time? Yes. He's pleased with a good person, at the same time he's displeased with a bad person, at the same time.
If he isn't human, then how does he have human emotions?
Emotions? No. This is, he's pleased means that he's happy to send you to Jannah.
That's just an emotion though.
It is. It is. Yeah, it is. And also the anger and the pleasure. Sit down. Sit down, I'm not done yet. So the good guys will experience the mercy of Allah in the Day of Judgment. At the same time, the bad guys are going to be experiencing the anger of Allah at the same exact time. Why? Because you can think of Allah as multi-threads, sort of.
Multitasker.
At the same time. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.